This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, time for a little wordplay. We ask you to send in phrases or terms that are a little weird, and University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan would try to track down where they started, where they came from. She studies linguistics and the history of English language and is the host of That's What They Say here on Michigan Radio. So we had three phrases that were submitted from Robert Keller. Don't upset the apple cart. What's that all about?
This was a fun one to look at. I think in my own head, I just assumed it was an apple cart. Don't tip it over.
Right.
Right. Not apparently where this started.
Oh.
It looks like an apple cart in the middle of the 18th century referred to the human body.
Oh.
And the analogies here were, for example, in around the same period, a bread basket was your stomach, a potato trap was your mouth, and the apple cart was your body. Which means that you had expressions to capsize someone's apple cart was to knock them down.
Oh, wow.
from there to ruin someone's plans. But there are some great quotes. In the 19th century, it looks like you had both meanings in play, and you get things like a little kid falls down and you say to them, "Oh, you upset your apple cart."
Okay, I get that. That makes sense. Right. So metaphors just change over the centuries, and we're still holding on to this even though we don't know the second idea of the metaphor rather
right.
than the first.
Right. So now it's just to ruin someone's plans is to upset their apple cart.
So we had another one that was submitted. Lisa Allen Coast submitted Hell in a Handbasket, which I think probably all of us have heard at one point or another. So what's the history of that
right.
one?
And many of us have used in various ways when we're feeling upset about how things are going. For a while, people thought that this one was just a 20th century expression, but we now have it back to 1865, Civil War period. The first written quote we have is, again, 1865, and it was this concern that these prisoners were going to go to Chicago and kill people and that they would, quote, send abolitionists to hell in a handbasket.
Ah, okay.
But it's probably the case that if it's first written down in 1865, it was in circulation before that. Now, why a handbasket? We don't have a great explanation. It's alliterative, so that's nice. There were expressions in circulation such as go to heaven in a wheelbarrow. So go to hell in a handbasket.
These things stick around because they have such, you know, resonance with people, I assume. We have one more here. This one's from Margaret Feringer. Do you know how to pronounce that name? Okay. Margaret Feringer. And it always reminds me of the Depression. We didn't have two nickels to rub together.
And do you say it as two nickels to rub together?
I've heard it. I don't use this phrase myself, but I've heard it a lot, especially from my grandfather, who used to say they didn't have two nickels to rub together, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's been around for a while. I just assume, you know, if you don't have two, that means you only got one. That means you're poorer, right?
Right. And it turns out that one of the questions is, which coins are you trying to rub together?
Oh, so there's other places, other regions that use different coins?
Well, we've had some inflation over the years, it appears, in this expression. Barry Popick, who is a great word detective, has found that we have the expression to rub two pennies together back to 1902. 1903, he also gets rub two quarters together. Around the same time, rub $2 together. By 1919, rub two nickels together, and 1969, couldn't rub two dimes together.
Interesting. Now, I've not heard any of those other ones. It's always just been two nickels in my experience. I wonder why the change of inflation won, but I noticed it went down right after World War I when you went to two pennies, so I don't know.
Right, and of course, they're all capturing the same thing, which is that you've only got one of whatever this fairly small amount of money is, which means you don't have money to throw around or perhaps even to buy the things you need.
That's Ann Curzan. She is English professor at the University of Michigan and host of That's What They Say, which airs on Sundays here on Michigan Radio at 9:35 a.m. She's also available as a podcast. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.